find their way at the sound of your great name. All condemned feel no shame at the sound of your great name.
Thank you, Jesus. Glory to your name, God. We worship you, God. We love you, Lord. We give you glory, honor, and praise today, God, because you are a holy, righteous, and awesome God. And Lord, we love you on today. We lift up your holy name right now, God. We give you praise. We give you glory, God. We have to tell you today that we love you, Lord. We have to tell you, God, that we exalt your holy name. We have to tell you today, God, that you are the King of Kings and you are the Lord of Lords. You are our Alpha, our Omega, the beginning and the ending. You are our sustainer. You are our deliverer. You are our shield, our buckler. You are the God, oh my God, that is the great God. You are our healer. You are our mental stabilizer. Oh, Jesus. You are the one who, God, who takes us out of the storm. You are the one who protects us in the storm. You are the one, God, who pulls us out at the last moment, you know, right before the enemy tries to fully destroy us. God, we thank you, Lord, that you have come in, God, and that you are the God that made the promises to us. You are the God that said that you would do these things, Father, and you have never, God, left us. You have never, oh, Jesus, forsaken us. You have never seen the righteous forsaken, but your seed begging for bread. And so, God, I thank you, God. I just thank you, Lord. I got to thank you. I have to thank you. I must thank you, God, because you are so, 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 so mighty. And you are so awesome. And so, God, we just come before you tonight, God. If there's anything, God, that we've done, any, God, disobedience, any omission, Father, anything that we have done that is not right before you, Father, we ask that you forgive us, God, for all of our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness, creating us a clean heart. We knew the right spirit within us, God. And so, God, today I ask you, as your word goes forth, as your prophetic goes forth, whatever that you want to do on tonight, God, I ask God that you move by your power, you move by your anointing, you move by your glory, God, so that today you will be elevated, that you will be exalted, that you will be edified in everything that we do on tonight, God. Draw somebody into the kingdom tonight, God. Draw somebody in by your love. Draw somebody in by your kindness, God. Let them know just how wonderful that you are. Reveal yourself to someone on tonight, God. Let them know that you are real. Let them know that you love them. Let them know that you will never leave them and never forsake them, God. God, you said that if you draw them, that they can only come to you as you draw them. And so, God, I ask that you begin to draw our husbands. You begin to draw our wives. You begin to draw our children. You begin to draw our nieces and our nephews and our uncles and our aunts, God. God, I ask that you begin to draw by your spirit on tonight, Father. Let someone know through your word that you love them. Let someone know through your word, God, tonight that you are there for them. And God, I pray for the sick tonight, God, that you will heal the sick, God. I'm asking, God, for miracles to happen. Through this calling tonight, God, that as people are listening, God, that they will be healed instantaneously by your power. As people are hearing what the word is, God, I pray that even mentally, that you will heal them mentally, God, that you will heal them physically, emotionally, whatever that they are needing tonight, God. I ask that you bring forth your healing on tonight, Lord. I ask this in the name of Jesus. And God, we thank you and we praise you. Amen, amen. This is Apostle Marvin Prevost with Extreme Ministries, with Pastor Ian Friends and Man at the Movement. Amen. And I'm just so honored, amen, to be on here another month with you. We're on here every first Tuesday of the month. And so we're going to ask that you mark your calendars, make sure that you get to hear what the Lord is saying, but not just the first Sunday or the first Tuesday, but every Tuesday, listen to Man at the Movement with Pastor Edward. He is blessing so many people. But again, I'm just so honored to be a part of tonight and what God wants to do on tonight. And this is a prophetic movement that God is going to be doing. And God uses me in the prophetic. He uses me in intercession. And then he allows me to teach. I'm a teacher as well. And so, I'm just so honored to be here on tonight. And now let's turn to Jeremiah chapter 18. Jeremiah chapter 18, verses 1 through 6. And I taught this message once before, not on this call, but I taught it about a week ago. But this message just won't get out of my spirit. And I said, well, God, there may be someone that has already heard this message, but the Lord just won't let me let go of it. Every time I began to think about something else, you know, I was just blank. He would not allow me to go to another way. And so I just gave in tonight. I said, God, do what you want to do in tonight. Amen. But let's turn to, again, Jeremiah chapter 18, verses 1 through 6. And this is a well-known verse that I'm about to read. And it's at the potter's house. That is that's the main title of these verses. This is the word that came to Jeremiah from the Lord. Go down to the potter's house, and there I will give you my message. So I went down to the potter's house, and I saw him working the wheel. I'm going to read that number 3 again. So I went down to the potter's house, and I saw him working at the wheel. But the pot he was shaping, and that's the key word tonight, shaping from the clay was marred in his hand. So the potter formed it into another pot, shaping it as seemed best to him. Then the word of the Lord came to me. He said, can I not do with you, Israel, as this potter does, declares the Lord, like clay in the hand of the potter, so are you in my hand, Israel. And I really love verses 3, 4, and 5, really. And I want to read that again. I want us to get this into our spirit tonight, get these verses into our spirit tonight. It says, I went down to the potter's house, and I saw him. I saw the potter working at the wheel. I saw the potter working at the wheel. It says that the pot he was shaping, that's the word shaping from the clay, was marred in his hand. So the potter formed it into another pot, shaping it or reshaping it as seemed best for him. And then the verse says, can I not do with you, Israel, as this potter does, like clay in the hand of the potter, so are you in my hand. And the word gave me that, and the Lord gave me that word reshaping. Reshaping. And and I'm going to give some definitions tonight, but re means to do it again. Re means to do something again maybe another form, fashion, in another way, in another thing that the potter is trying to do. And so as I looked at that word reshaping means to form again. It means to mold something. It means to form it or mold it into a particular condition. That's good. See, reshaping means to form something and to mold it into a particular condition. And I love that about particular, and particular means specific. There's a specific way that the potter is failing you. There is a specific way that God is reshaping you or shaping you into the destiny that He has for you. And men, I know that other men, that society, and that the world has tried to shape us into what they wanted us to be. But now God is coming in and He's saying, now I need to reshape you. Just like in the scripture, it talks about being marred, that the clay is marred because or damaged or not in its original form because of what the world system has tried to tell our men how to live, has tried to tell our men how to act, has tried to tell our young men how to act. See, the world has already tried to tell us how we should be, how we should act, how we need to walk, how we need to talk, how we need to respond, how not to not respond, how to cry, how not to cry, how to be bold, how to be courageous, and that the world has taught us these things that is not always in alignment with what the Word of God says. But God says that we're in a reshaping period in our lives. We're in a reshaping period in some of your ministries. There's a reshaping going on. And there's some reshaping even being done in some of the churches throughout the world. And because even in our ministries and our churches, that even the church world has tried to shape us. Oh, come on, y'all gonna listen to this. Even the church world has tried to shape us into something that God has not destined for us to be. Yes, you may be good at what you do. Yes, you may be good at preaching, but maybe God didn't call you to preach. Maybe you might be good at singing, but did God truly call you to be a singer? You may be good at the gift of health, but did God call you into the gift of health? See, even the church world has came in and tried to shape us into something that God did not shape us to be. And yeah, they had good intentions. Yes, they wanted to be a blessing, but they shaped us into something and someone that God has not destined for us to be. And so again, God has to come in and begin to reform us and to remand us into a particular, a specific condition that is meet for the Master's use, that is able to be used by the way that God truly wants to use you. See, that's why there's some of us on this call that it seems like that your ministry is going backwards, but God said, your ministry has not gone backwards. I'm just pulling you back to reshape you into the place that I want you to be. Your ministry is not dying. I'm just pulling you back and reshaping the ministry so that you will be at its peak performance, at its peak anointing, and as they say, at the peak oil that God wants you to be in. So there's no more time for us just to be good. There's no more time for us just to preach, okay? There's no more time for us just to say that we preached a good message or we hooped and we hollered. But see, God wants to reshape us into what He has destined for us to do. And like I said, even the church world has reshaped us into somebody that are truly not, that there are apostles on this call, that God has called you to be an apostle. There are prophets on this call, that God has called you to be a prophetess or a prophet or a prophetess. But the church has came in, and the church has said there are no more apostles. The church has came in and said there are no more prophets. The church has came in and said there are no more prophetesses, that all of those things have been done away with. But the scripture says that the church needs the fivefold ministry, the apostle, the prophet, the teacher, the evangelist, and the teacher, and the pastor, for the edification of the church, for the growth of the church, for the maturing of the church, until we all come into the unity of the knowledge of God and come into the fulfillment of what God has called us into. He said the church has shaped us to where we don't need the that's reshaping. And see, this is for some prophets and apostles on this call, that God is coming in and he's reshaping your ministry. Yeah, they called you just a minister before, but when God reshapes you and puts you back out there, then they're going to see the prophetic that is truly in you. They just called you a pastor. Lord, when God pulls you back and begins to reshape you, then God is going to put you back out there as the apostle. My Jesus. See, God is going to, he's reshaping the church world. It even feels that sometimes that the church is not even effective no more. But God told me it's not that the church is not effective. It's not that the church is not weak. It's just that he has pulled us back. He's dialed us back so that he can reshape us because we have been marred. Oh, my God. We have been marred by the church system. We have been marred by the modern day, we have been marred by the modern day organizations that we have out there. There are so many organizations that don't believe in the prophet, don't believe in the apostle, don't believe in the bishop, don't believe in those things. But God says that I am reshaping, that I am pulling the church back. No, you are not. God said that you are not effective. He said that you are not going to the wayside. But he said, I'm reshaping you. And see, some of us, we've been going through some hell and high water lately. We've been going through some devastating things. We've been going through some hard situations. And we think that God has just forgotten about us. We think that God has pulled us back from ministry. We think that God has pulled his hand away from us. But God says, no, I have not. He said, I have dialed you back to reshape you, to put you into the particular position, the specific condition that I want you to be in, and that I'm going to re-put you out there or relaunch you out into the world. My God. And so God is in that he's, and in the reshaping, it means that he's adjusting you. Uh-huh. It means that he's dialing you back, like I said. And, you know, dialing back, it just means that you're pushing back a little bit, that you're not as singing, that you're not as on the main scene, but God is dialing you back. He also said that he's fine-tuning. He's fine-tuning you, which means that means that he's making you a little bit better. That means that he is getting some things out of your life that are not even needed any longer. He's getting some situations out of your life that are not needed any longer. He's getting even callings and things that man has put on you, and he has pulls you back to fine-tune you, because that's really not what God called you to do. It's what man called you to do, but it's not what God called you to do. So it's also he talks about modifying. Reshaping means he's modifying some things. He's remodeling. Oh, my God. So there's some major remodeling in the spirit. So there's some major remodeling in our ministries. I said there's going to be some major remodeling, even with we felt like that we were fitting in to the church. Well, but now we feel like that we're an oddball in the kingdom of God. And because you feel like an oddball, it's because God has dialed you back again. He's reshaping you. He's getting those nerves. And see, what I think about nerves too, I think about all those church hurts that you have experienced. I think about all those times when the church has devastated you and hurt you and tried to kill you and who God called you to be. You have been married by the church. There's some people on this call that you have been hurt, that you've been devastated, and you have been married by the church world. You don't even trust anymore because of how people treated you. You don't believe anymore because of what people said to you. You don't want anymore because you're afraid of what people are going to think. But God said that I'm going to put you back out there. I'm remodeling you. I'm revamping you. I'm shifting your ministry. I'm turning your ministry. He said, I'm doing the thing in your life. I'm doing the rearranging. I'm doing the turning in your life. He said, allow me to change you. Allow me to shift you. Allow me to revamp you. with you. Allow me to reshape you. And if you allow me to do it, then I'll put you out there as fine gold. If you allow me to change you, I will put you out there as the greatest thing that I have made. He said, if you allow me to reshape you, he said that you will not believe where I'm going to put you. He said, I have places all over this world that I'm going to put you that people have never heard of your name. But because of me in you, they're going to see you. They're going to heal you. And they're going to receive the God that is in you. God is going to pushing you. Oh, God, Jesus. He said, I'm reshaping you. I'm remodeling you. I'm enveloping you. I'm shifting you. I'm telling you, you guys can quit fighting the process. My God. See, some of us in this world, we're fighting the process. We don't really want to go through the process. We really don't want to go through the struggle. We really don't want to go through the test. We don't really want to go through the heartache. We really don't want to go through the difficulties. But God said, you must go through the difficulty. You must go through the hard time. You must go through the frustration. You must go through that time that is hard. God is saying that you must go through. He said, quit questioning everything that you're going through. He said, as you walk through the valley and the shadow of death, you will fear no evil, but I am with you. My word and my faith, they comfort you, are preparing a table before you in the presence of your enemies. He said, even your enemies are going to see you. Even the ones who mocked you and laughed at you are going to see you. Even the ones who try to change your name, try to change your title, try to change your anointing. Oh, you guys, and I'm going to put you back out there. And they're going to not understand how God brought you up from a place of nothing. They're not going to understand how God brought you up from a place of nothing. They're not going to understand that, but God said, I'm doing this thing. I'm doing this thing in you. I'm changing you. I'm shifting you. I'm rearranging you. He said, don't fight the process. If we look at Jeremiah chapter 1 and 5, let me back up a little bit. Jeremiah 1 and 5, and we know the scripture too. It says, before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. And before you were born, I consecrated you. And as I was reading the scripture the other day, I've read it for 26 years, 27 years, and God showed me something even in the scripture. He said, before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Ah, Jesus. And see, he knew you. And God showed me that he knew more than three days. He knew the times that I was going to be disobedient. He knew the times that I was going to be rebellious. He knew the times that I was going to be frightened. He knew the times that I was going to walk in fear. He knew the times that I was going to be do what he called me to do. He knew the times that I was going to walk out and do my own thing. He knew the times when I was going to be a whoremonger. He knew the times when I was going to go out there and do everything that I wanted to do, but he still decided to form me. He still decided to shape me, to form me in my mother's womb, even though he knew just how bad I was going to be, even though he knew I was going to walk out of him, even though he knew I was going to curse him, even though he knew I was going to blast me, but he still decided, my Jesus, this is for somebody, he still decided that he was going to form me. He still decided that he was going to shake me because he knew that even through all of my mess, Pastor Ian, even through all of my distress, even through all of my difficulties, my disobedience, he knew one day that I would walk in obedience. He knew one day I would walk in favor. He knew one day I would walk in his anointing. He knew one day I would walk in his glory. And that's why he decided to form me, even when he was shaping me. And see, the world tried to reshape me even after I was born. See, God had a specific thing in you, a specific calling in you, a specific glory in you. And as you go, and when you were born, the world began to change and to reshape you. So God said, I had to come in. I had to come in, and I had to reshape you. And Psalms 139 and 13, he says that you are fearfully and that you were wonderfully made. He said that as you were in your mother's womb, you were fearfully, and that you were wonderfully made. Even though all of your downfalls, even though he knew when you were betraying years years old that you walk out. Even when you were 25 that you would sleep around. Even as an emu that when you were 30 that you would walk out of the church. But God still decided to form you because he knew when you turned 35 that you would walk in your prophetic. He knew when you turned 40 that you would be an apostle. He knew that when you were 45 that you would be a bishop. He knew when you were 50 that you would be traveling all over the world. See, God knew that he had to begin to reshape. Ah, God. He had to begin to reshape you and to remold you and to change you into his glory. And the scripture, if he gave me an author, John 14:12, it says, "Verily I say to you, whosoever believes in me will do the works I have been doing, and they will do even greater things than these." See, God showed me that before I was reshaped in this time, before God began to reshape us in this season, that we were walking and doing the good works, that we were doing the works that he was doing. He said that after this reshaping takes effect, after this reshaping truly changes you, when I'm finished with this reshaping, he said, you're going to begin to do the greater works. Oh, God. He said, if you don't allow me to reshape you, you'll just do some more. Oh, God, I hear that one. He said, if you don't allow me to reshape you, all you will do is the works. He said, if you don't allow me to reshape you, you will never do the greater works. He said, I do not have you on this earth just to do works. He said, because works without faith is dead anyway. And he said, so you can't do just the works, but I called you to the greater works. I called you to the greatest works. And he said, as I am reshaping you, as I am reforming and remolding you, as I am adjusting you, as I'm dialing you back, as I'm fine-tuning, as I'm modifying, remodeling, rebuilding, turning, and shifting your ministry, he said, you are being prepared for the greatest works. If you just want to stay in the old works, stay in the old works, and you will never get to the place of the greater works. But see, now the previous decided, and I know many people on the call have decided, God, I want to do the greatest works. I want to do the greater works than even Jesus did. I want to do the greatest works that you have called me to do. And so God is preparing us, y'all. He is preparing us in this reshaping period to give us, to put us in the greater works, to put us in the greatest works that he has created. And I think about that clay. I think about the potter, and I think about that clay. Now, one time has the clay ever to the potter their opinion? Oh, come on now. I never heard clay to the potter their opinion. I never heard a clay say, I don't want to be a house. I don't want to be a pot. I don't want to be this. I don't want to be that. I never heard the clay tell the potter what they want to be. Oh, God. And that's why we have so many people now in the body of Christ telling God, I want to be a prophet. I want to be a prophetess. I want to be a pastor. I want to be an apostle. I want to be a bishop. I want to be a senior. I want to travel all over the world. But maybe you don't have an opinion.
Amen. Come on, pray with me. The devil is alive. The word was going forth in the mighty name of Jesus. Apostle Marvin dropped off, and I know he'll be back in just a minute. Let's just pray right now. Heavenly Father, we thank you. We thank you for your word. We thank you for your prophetic release right now in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, that we are elevating, that we are growing, and we are going to another level in you. Have your way. We reach our hands toward the man of God right now, Lord, that as he is coming back on board, that, Lord, you will no weapon formed against his call. No distraction.
Create me to fear. But you created me to worship daily, so I'ma leave it all right here. Help me say yeah.
Yeah.
did not create me to worry. You did not create me to fear, but you created me to worship daily. So I'ma leave it all right here. Trust in, oh, trust in you.
Know that you are loved, honored, and appreciated in Jesus' name. Thank you for joining us for our daily programming, and we sincerely thank you for your participation, prayers, and presence. If our ministries have been effective in blessing your growth in Christ, please join our covenant givers at Provoke2000Now.com to make all financial donations. Provoke2000Now.com. Again, we thank you for your willingness to covenant and to assist with the outreach ministry programs of the Now Network and P2P Ministries. With your help, we are able to respond and to meet the needs of the people and the communities that we serve. We pray that your life has been changed, rearranged, and transformed by the renewing of your mind. In Jesus' name, amen.